And I agree.
Recording, okay, it's recording.
And that concept is sort of the other, the reason.
It is the other reality that people don't even know about.
It is.
And I feel like my experience with that is similar to what he went through growing up. Yeah. I feel that. And I feel him. I understand. And I'm just so happy because I'm the same age as him. And I grew up feeling hopeful that I could be anything I want to be. But I have been smashed down and grinded under by policies that have been set up in this country. Just like the Bible said, I don't agree with everything he said, but some of the stuff he said is true from my own experience. I've had to take people to court for discrimination and all kinds of simple stuff, but it shouldn't be necessary. And I just feel like that this man, he's from both sides of the fence. He can bring up each other in the middle of the fence.
And I think if he's the president, the entire world is looking at this country.
Everybody is.
No, I absolutely agree. But also they're looking at the world in the same context with respect to having a woman as president, too.
Yeah.
Okay? Because trust me, having Merkel...
And having a woman does do a lot.
Oh, you remember who helped out with civil rights movement during the suffragist movement in the 1920s. Yeah. Okay, well, suffragist movement women.
Right.
They were the ones who actually got us into the, better position so that we had a better voice.
Yeah. Right.
So women and black men and black people have to... That's right. So... the central issue that I'm at.
I noticed the difference. A lot of people from Africa and Ethiopia and stuff had stereotypes of us,
yes,
of black Americans who are Afro Americans who grew up here. You know, they stereotype them. But I noticed now the treatment they even act is different. They're like, hey, they acting like I'm the rock.
Right.
You know, hey, isn't it good? You see what's going on? You know, they look at us different.
And again, part of the reason for that certainly is because Barack's father was black American. He was African.
Yeah.
So, that's why Africa views us, at least black Africa views us, with this hope and this positivity. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And so, yes, he was tailor-made to really rise to this kind of position.
Yeah,
but I still believe that he needs to make Hillary his vice president.
That's the only way he's going to win, you mean?
No, it's not the only way he's going to win. He's still a good chance that he'll win otherwise.
Right.
But that's his way of truly, quote, being what Bush called himself, a uniter. Of actually truly representing the voices of the American people. And there are so many women who have tried so long.
I see what you're saying from Africa.
Don't pick a different woman, I don't think they'll pick Hillary. You bring his Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, you bring it.
He can never be, that's three in the crowd.
But right. But again, this is what it takes to be a good leader.
But what if you get Bill and Hillary in the White House and Bill, they really find out he is cheating around and doing all this old crap? And I'm just going to call a whole bunch of fuck.
Right.
Right?
It could.
Right.
I mean, what if they find out
that works?
What if that works out the fact that Barack started smoking again? Because he has a target well.
Nah.
I mean,
he
smoked
a cigarette.
That's a
smoking cigarette.
How about smoking cigarettes? That is,
you
know how the media is.
If you had a Clinton in there, they won't just act like the Clintons are one thing.
I disagree.
They act like Barack's a puppet.
I disagree.
And they the Clintons really running the country.
But I disagree.
It's too much.
No.
It's like a new singer.
What he's saying on that point.
It's like a new artist trying to be in a group with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. It's not going to work. You can't.
If you want to be a good president, in fact, perhaps even the best president, that's one thing that you can do to say, look, I am the president, she's the vice president, he's not even on the table. Or he's not even right.
But why should he have to keep saying that? Why should he have to keep saying
that? MSNBC and all those other people from just constantly talking about
the
stuff.
Right, why should he have to keep saying that?
Look at Tuesday night, it should have been Obama's night. Instead, they spent the entire time talking about Hillary. And that's all they've talked about ever since then. It's like, you've got to... Unfortunately, they can't
win it without
it.
The
only thing they can do is move past it.
Yeah. And had she won, he'd be under the mat. She wouldn't even call his name. He wouldn't even be considered to be her running mate.
Okay, well, maybe she's not a uniter. But I'd like to think that she would have, too.
I don't know.
He has a lot of appeal.
He brings in not only a lot of money, but a lot of people. A lot of new people to get out there and vote. And that's the whole point. If you want to win this election, even if this person who, rightfully is your enemy right now because of the way the whole process is set up, I mean, what do you expect at this point? You know, but if you really want to win this ticket, you put her there. Really, the bottom line. If you want a chance of losing this ticket, you let her go. You let her undermine you, because chances are she will. She has a better chance of winning the White House again in 4 years with what's-his-face as president.
She thought she was going to win this time, though.
She did. So
maybe it might be a chance that she won.
But I mean, the bottom line is the only way to get to the point that she got to is by believing you're going to win, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the only way to win.
Right.
If you ever had any doubt in your mind that you were going to lose, you wouldn't have made it this far. So, you know, it's a win-win situation, even though there are issues.
Yeah,
by putting her in that kind of a position. Otherwise, you really, really do risk McCain winning this seat, because the Democratic Party becomes divided. Remember that heated conversation that we were having before? If you are angry about Hillary Clinton...
I'm not even angry about her.
No, not you. But the two men who were sitting here before, if they were angry about Hillary Clinton, then the way that they were angry. Then the people on the other side, the Clinton people who lost this primary, are even angrier.
And they will
not vote for him.
And that's wrong.
No, it's wrong, but that's reality.
What has he done?
I'm not saying that, you know, that he's done anything wrong. The point is that the person that they were with hasn't reached this level. This would have been the first time to have a woman as president of the United States.
If it wasn't a black guy that won the nomination over her, do you think they still wouldn't vote for him for the other person? You think it's just because he's black?
No, it's not just because. No.
Well, I don't understand because I mean it's a democratic process. And the difference, but just like playing a basketball game, if you join your team and your team lose, then they lost.
Right.
I mean, they lost.
The understanding is the anger effect.
They seem to be angry though.
But they are.
They're just as angry.
They're just as angry as the two gentlemen who were sitting here before. That's all.
I think they're angry because people are saying that Obama can only win with her. And people are angry about that. They don't feel that way. They feel like, why does he have to be forced to take somebody that he don't want?
They're angry.
That's why they're angry.
No.
Some of the things were upsetting, but I'm not angry with her for it. I mean, she didn't
hear. I understand to be that.
Yeah, can't hear no man, but.
If you want that change to happen, even if you don't like who she is, the variance between her and Barack is so minor, it's so minuscule. I mean, they've had to inflate it to make it look big.
I think it could be a good match. So the only thing I don't want to do is the way she conducted herself the whole time. It's like, man, she's the one starting all this.
I don't like that.
Put the best one, give her credit, don't acknowledge anything, try to act like she's winning the whole time, and she's ahead.
I even heard people say, if Barack wins, he better take Hillary.
Would they say the same thing?
The bottom line is, I hear what you're saying. I do.
I know what you're saying. Okay. I mean, you're saying reality-wise.
We have now the possibility. We also have the possibility of losing because of our own arrogance and our own determination to only have exactly what we want, as opposed to trying to unify. I mean, the way that you sort of embrace, you know, or try to get Iran to the talking table is through, you know, giving up stuff. Through actually, you know, sort of like, what do you think Reagan did? Even though they said, oh, we're not talking to the Iranians, they actually came underneath the table and started shaking their hands so that they could get our hostages back.
Right.
The bottom line is politics is a dirty game. It doesn't always have to be. But usually it is. And to believe that, you know, you're at the top of the, you're now a superhero and you can do anything you want just because it seems like, you know, everyone's supporting Barack. That's a really big fallacy. There are a lot of people who are not going to speak out necessarily, who will undermine you every step.
But you know who I saw on TV talking bad about Barack last night? Oliver North. I don't really remember everything that he was, but I know he did something wrong.
Oh, yeah, that was the Iran.
But he was on television last night. He's a big man, and he got a book called Heroes. He's talking bad about The Rock because of the people he has been associated with. He's guilty by association. He's been associated with, but he's talking so bad about Barack Obama.
Biggest crook he's associated with. He's been around for 20 years, and you know it had to rub off on him.
But if you drag some of the stuff out of his closet, out of the North closet,
he should be on the rock somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you doing talking?
He should have been in prison for life.
That's what right. I'm saying. So
welcome, Ken.
It just makes me mad when they keep on doing this old stuff.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Kenny. Your boy over here, your boy Kenny over here talking about Barack better take Hillary.
If he took Hillary, but he ain't got to take Hillary.
Well, see, again, remember, the taste of power is now causing us to not think clearly.
Oh, you sound like,
but you understand what I'm saying. We do have power right now. And it's just a taste of power.
Have you been talking to Bob Johnson?
I read his white bread to spell me graduation. She's much smarter than that.
Yes, she is.
How did he write a letter to the Black Caucus urging anybody to do anything?
Right.
Oh, so funny.
Money?
The man does have power.
He gave money to her.
Well, yes, he did. Which means he gave money to her and him, too.
I think he gave money to her.
And he got a lot of other people with money to give to him.
But why they ain't begging for his money?
Well,
The Rock is doing quite well.
I'm not saying that he is. I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, yeah, we're doing
great. The point is, when you really come down off of the high that everyone seems to be on, and when you begin to think a little bit more clearly, you're going to see that if you really want to win this ticket, you're not going to want to play this game. You're not going to want to go.
You know what? Can it be this way? Give me out for a minute.
All right.
Let it be this way. If he goes into this with the understanding that the only way he wins his ticket is if he puts her on it, then who's the president?
He's the president.
No, because you say just power. If you're looking at this just from the standpoint of power and not title, what we're saying then is that the only way he can run this country is if she is his vice president.
Right.
And no president wants to be handicapped that way.
Exactly.
Who you are. No president wants to be handicapped that way.
Was it
Carter had it right?
Well, Carter's under some shit himself.
Well, what?
What he was doing with the Palestinian stuff. Oh. Not that I disagree. I completely agree with what he did, but he's under some shit. So whatever he has to say doesn't really hold. Doesn't really go far right now.
All I'm saying is, if people wake up and say the only way he'll win is
he takes Hillary.
I'm just saying it's a guarantee. And we don't have the option of losing right now. Because someone thinks I'm in a position that I can win the presidency and I can do whatever the way I want.
No,
we don't really have that option.
I don't think he's doing that. But he certainly cannot. He certainly must establish himself
I'll get the sound
as the president.